This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. It is first-time callers today. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper, Kendra White are your professors here on Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. So I got that. That's twice in 6 minutes.
There you go. You squeezed it.
Heretofore, we need to do that 2 times.
Absolutely. Under normal circumstances, we do the Learning University a little bit more often. All right. Well, we've already reset our questions, Brother Bert. Let's go back to the phones.
Okay. Let's go back to Tennessee and talk to Mary. Mary, welcome. Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, your own. Thank you. What part of Tennessee are you from, Mary?
Chattanooga.
Oh, wow. Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Beautiful area.
It is beautiful up there. Well, thank you for calling. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the biblical one. About
the one about the Gospels? Gospel writers?
Yes.
Okay. Only one of the gospel writers did not personally know and walk with Jesus. Which one was it?
Mary?
I need to consult among myself.
You got a 1 of 4 shot.
John?
That is not correct. But you're helping somebody else.
But you narrow things down.
Now there's a choice of 3 in place of 4.
The stakes have gone up.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, thank you. What question do you have for us?
I wanted you to name 4 states and their capitals in this country.
4 states?
Any 4 states and any 4 capitals? What?
Yeah, in this country.
In
the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this a trick?
No, I don't think it's a trick.
Okay. Kentucky.
Okay.
Kentucky.
New Hampshire.
Concord.
Okay. Mississippi. Jackson. Now we just need one more.
Well, let's go to Texas. We've had a lot of calls
from
Texas.
Okay.
It's Austin.
Okay, Mary.
How'd we do?
You guys did a great job.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Now, Mary.
I'm glad you didn't make us do all 50. Woo.
Mary, name the rest of them. Listen, Mary, I couldn't do that. Now, my dad was always, he knew every capital for every state.
Yeah, I do that.
And we learned it in school, but it was just one of those things that I didn't take seriously enough. I can't do that.
The one
geography
who gets me
I love
is Tim Wildman.
Yes.
Somebody will call and he'll say, Oh, yeah, that's right over the 7-Eleven across the street from that. And I'm like, how do you know
right
this?
Right down the
every
street
time.
From the Dollar General.
Every time.
He'll know what interstates run by, people's homes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he does. Geography means the world to him. Yeah. Hey,
good
Mary,
question.
Thank you so much. And now let's go to Arkansas. And is it Janie?
Looks Janine.
Janine? Janine.
That's correct.
Okay, Janine.
Welcome.
Go ahead. What part of Arkansas are you from, Janine?
Well, let's just say Little Rock. I'm just north of that in Sherwood.
Okay. Well, great. I'm glad you got through. First time caller. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I've been off. I'm going to do both if that's okay.
Great.
Which one?
I've been off on surgery leave, so I have seen all of the episodes of Andy Griffith. I've watched them through my years, but
okay.
I sat down and watched all of them. I want to do Mr. McBeady, please.
Okay.
There we go.
I was hoping somebody would get the Andy Griffith. What gift does Mr. McBeady give Opie?
A hatchet.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That is one of the – hey, since you love them, is that one of your favorite episodes?
It is. Yeah. That and the pickles. I thought
yes.
Pickles was pretty good.
Ain't these pickles.
Okay.
Poor Kendra. She's got,
pickles. Yeah, pickles.
That is, Janine,
Kendra,
that is my favorite episode. Now, Kendra, since it's unfair
help
to you,
you're
on the younger side, certainly from Brother Bert and I have no idea for Janine, but it was an episode where Aunt B had made a batch of pickles. And they tasted terrible. And so she would always bring a pickle with the lunch that she brought up to the sheriff's department where Andy and Barney would eat, and okay. they didn't have the heart to tell her. Anyway,
hat.
it's hijinks ensued. It's really a great episode.
Okay, hey Janine, you have a question for us?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm on a trivia team that plays once a week, and I have one of our questions from that. What is the largest rodent native to North America? Largest rodent native to North America.
Okay, Janine, we are going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no. We may kick a few ideas around. I think it's the nutria. Is it? It's down in Louise. Oh. All right. Well, Dr. Robert Youngblood just held up a sign we could see from the studio. Said Biden. Okay. I think we're not trying to be political here, but that's some of our listeners will find that funny.
I think we need to go with Princess Bride here, the rodents of unusual size, R-O-U-S's.
My guess is we can have different guesses.
Swamp forest.
Mine is the nutria. It's down in Louisiana, and they're pretty big.
I'm going to say woodchuck.
Okay.
Woodchuck. You have a guess?
I'm sticking with R-O-U-S's. Okay. They're real, Ed.
Okay.
All right, Janine, what is the answer?
The answer is the beaver.
The beaver.
Beaver.
It's a rodent.
Beaver.
Gee, Wally.
Yeah, I didn't realize it either. Right, one of our team knew it that night.
Okay.
I'm impressed you're on a trivia team, by the way. That I was instantly intimidated. Like,
yes, me too.
We need it.
It's a lot of fun.
She may try out for the guest spot.
There you go.
Well,
she's
in Arkansas. That's far away.
That's right. Well, Janine, thank you for calling. Let's go to Mississippi and talk to Franklin. Franklin, thank you for calling. What part of Mississippi are you from?
Well, I live in Clinton, but right now I'm in the great town of Anguilla.
That's over in the Delta, if I remember.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of it?
Anguilla.
I've never heard of it.
Anguilla.
Yeah. I hate to say it. I've been there.
Well, I didn't know it was
places in Mississippi. I've been there.
I didn't know it was a town. I had some once at Olive Garden. But, a little bit of that white creamy sauce on it.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, Franklin, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to try both, please.
Okay. Which of the questions do you want to answer?
Maybe the Coca-Cola one.
All right, Franklin. Here's the question. There are only two countries in the world in which it is illegal to buy Coca-Cola. What are they?
I'm going to go with North Korea and Cuba.
That is correct.
Good job.
You nailed it. North Korea and Cuba.
I've got a question. Do they sell Pepsis?
I don't know.
I just wonder.
Don't know.
I do not know. So, hey, was that just a guess, Franklin? Did you look it up? How did you know the answer to that?
Well, I tried to look it up, but I was driving, so I just said, well, that's got to be the two.
Yeah.
North Korea had to be one, and I figured with such an embargo on Cuba, that would be a good guess.
Well
done. Educated.
That was
I'm impressed.
Using logic.
Uh-huh. That was good. Yeah. That was good.
Excellent.
Hey, you have a question for us, Franklin?
Yes, I do. The Civil War general, Thomas Stonewall Jackson, he's famous for being nicknamed Stonewall, but before he was Stonewall, he had another nickname. What was his other nickname?
Ooh. Oh, man. Stonewall.
It was Aquila, wasn't it? Aguilla? What was it?
Anguilla.
Anguilla. All right.
Anguilla.
I messed that one up.
Man.
I don't know.
He was a professor, taught at, wasn't it, Virginia Military Institute, I think, if I remember right.
I do not know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
You want to go with
one?
Professor.
Let's go with Professor Franklin.
No, his mother called him Curly.
Curly.
I love it. Like it's a little different
than Three Stooges.
Like
I just wondered where he came from, man.
Yeah.
I wonder who held that against him. Hey, Stonewall, come here.
Yeah.
Curly. That's what my mom calls me.
I bet his men didn't call him that. Just his mama. Hey, Franklin, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you, Franklin. Hey, let's go ahead for the last time. Reset our questions. By the way, folks, you hear a little bit of different voices than a normal Friday, but we're being totally abnormal today. So,
which is normal
Ed Battagliano, Bert Harper, Kendra White, we're your professors today. And so You're listening to Trivia Friday here on First Time Callers Only. All right.
Okay, three Catherine, unanswered questions here. What are the 8 planets in our solar system? What is the only gospel writer who did not personally know and walk with Jesus?
And it wasn't John.
And it was not John. Right. So only three other choices. Tried. And according to DoorDash, what is the number one food ordered in America?
And by the way, your question about the planets has to be answered
in order from
closest to the sun outwards.
All right. Okay. Here's mine. There are 3 rainforests in the United States. What are the 2 states where they're located? And we've already named one is Washington. So what is the other state? And there's 2 of them there. Ooh. Okay. And here is my other question. What is the fastest fish in the ocean that can reach up to 68 miles per hour? And we said it wasn't the stingray. And then the guy said marlin, and we started discussing our sailfish and marlins, not the same fish known by the same name. So I don't know. So guess which one it is. Yes. I gave it away, but hope you weren't listening. Okay, here's
hope you weren't paying attention.
I hope you weren't paying attention. That was me in class. The professor would give the answer, and my mind was elsewhere. Here's the 3rd one. What is the loudest insect in the world?
Mm. All right. Hey, I got 2 questions remaining. I'm just going to leave it with these 2. The first one is, not counting quarterbacks, which NFL player has scored the most touchdowns? Mm. And then 2nd question, a true-false question. The Canary Islands off the coast of Africa are named after the yellow birds found there by Spanish explorers. Is that true or false?
Okay, let's go to Mississippi and talk to Patsy. Patsy, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes. What part of Mississippi are you from, Patsy?
Mount Olive.
Okay, great. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which question?
I want to try the one that didn't walk with Jesus.
Okay, yes. Which of the gospel writers did not personally know and walk with Jesus?
I'm going to say Luke.
You are correct.
Absolutely.
So let me ask our other scholars here, or maybe Patsy knows, why was he qualified to then write a gospel, Patsy?
I have no idea.
Well, okay, I'll ask my
because he traveled with Paul.
He traveled with Paul,
who was an apostle.
Yeah. Called out a due time.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. That's it. Okay, Patsy, thank you for that good answer. You have a question for us?
Yes. What was Granny's last name on the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, Granny's last name. Okay, now, Kendra, that's a show.
I know that one. I've seen a few on our little rocking chair. Well, they're the Clampets, but are we talking maiden name?
Granny, you know, I think she did have a different last name.
She did. It wasn't Clampett.
It wasn't Clampett.
Her real name was Irene Ryan. That was the lady that played Granny. I know that.
Seaman Pool.
I cannot remember.
It's one of those things where we'll kick ourselves.
Yeah, when you tell us, we'll know.
This is a great question, Patsy. What's the answer?
Moses.
Yes, right.
Moses.
Granny Moses.
Granny Moses.
Moses is a, was that a literary figure?
It was.
Granny Moses, the name, I think.
Think you're right. That's what I remember. Hey, Patsy, thank you for that. That was good memories. Beverly Hillbillies. Mm.
That's a show that's it's not up there with, in my opinion, with Andy Griffith. I'm talking about my own personal preferences, but it's a little bit on the corny side, but it's pretty funny when you get the
some
characters.
Of us identified with Jethro. You know, he graduated the 6th grade.
These days, anything that you can trust that you're not going to be encountered with something, you got to switch the channel.
Sister.
It qualifies.
Okay, Patsy, thank you. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Richard. Richard, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to ask for Kendra because she's a native Kentuckian. What part of Kentucky are you from?
Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah.
I know JJ's. Paducah well.
That's Owensboro, Paducah. They're in that same area. That's right. Does Paducah have the Corvette Museum?
That's in Owensboro.
Okay, Richard, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try both.
Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to try the fish.
Okay. Third time's a charm.
That's right. He's going to – I believe Richard's going to get
I
it.
I do, too. Somebody gave it God, away. I don't I think know. He, what is the fastest fish in the ocean that can reach up to 68 miles per hour?
I want to say shark.
No.
No. This is a hot question.
It is. Now, like, Brent, can you talk – would you talk – now, what has this question got a lot of?
Nibbles.
It's gotten a lot of nibbles. And yes, that's the quality of the humor on this program, folks.
That was in honor of JJ not being
it.
Here.
Yes.
That would be that.
That's right.
That is not the right answer. But what's your question for us, Richard?
It's kind of a riddle. What has a neck, no head, but wears a cap?
What has
I
a neck?
I am so bad at riddles. What
no
else?
Head, but wears a cap.
Wait. Okay.
A bottle. Bottle has
a neck.
Neck,
a bottle,
and a cap.
I was thinking about I was way off.
I think a bottle.
I'm going to go a bottle. A bottle has a neck, and you put a cap on it, and there's one right in front of me.
All right, well, I'm going with them, Richard.
What is it, Richard?
That's correct.
Well, both of you got that, right?
Yeah, I just agreed with her.
Oh, okay. Way to go, Kendra.
When she said it, I said, yeah, that's right. Way to go. Appreciate that, Richard. Thank you, Kendra.
Excellent question.
Makes us
feel smarter.
Yes, it does.
Smarter.
Okay.
And we like to make our students smarter, betterer, and awesomer. That is our motto. That is our vision here in our mission statement.
Even when you have visiting professors on.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Byron in Mississippi. Byron, thank you for calling.
I'd like to answer and ask.
Okay, which one?
The fast fish.
Oh, man.
Woo,
yet another nibble.
What is the fastest fish in the ocean that can reach up to 68 miles per hour?
Barracuda.
No.
I hope Tim's right.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's not the answer that we have from our president, Tim Wildman. I can't wait to give it away.
They didn't catch it.
You already did give it away. Okay. Okay, what's your question for us, Byron?
All right, here's a question. How come when Andy and Barney get in their patrol car, they both always get in through the passenger seat?
Yes,
okay.
They do.
All right, so go ahead, Brother Bert.
No, I just noticed that. I heard it was something about a camera, but I don't know that.
Well, now, it may have been related to that, but that used to be the law.
Really?
The law used to be, because I remember when I took my driver's test, they said this used to be the law. This is what we recommend people do, but it you don't get a ticket for it. The law used to state you are not allowed to get in the driver's side if it's facing traffic. You were supposed to get in on the passenger side and slide across. Of course, at some point, the cars started having bucket seats. You couldn't do that anyway.
Right.
It had to be bench seats.
They were bench. Almost all these cars, I think, had bench seats. And so that's what I think the answer is.
Hey, I'm going with Ed. Better than a camera
Smart.
Shot.
But it could be a camera. It could be related on a television show to a camera shot.
What is it, Byron?
I'm glad y'all answered me. I don't know the answer.
Another one of these.
Oh,
now,
Byron.
Y'all need to know Byron. The Trivia Friday rules. He's asking a question.
That's right.
You got to give us an answer.
I will. Byron, I'll tell you, I pull that stunt on my wife sometimes. When we go on a trip and we're about a half hour out, I will always look at my wife in alarm and I'll say, oh, you know what I forgot? And she'll say, what? And I'll say, well, I was hoping you knew. and let me tell you, I get a lot of eye rolls at that because it's just about every trip. But I get her every time. So you don't know the answer to that, Byron?
No, I was wondering the answer. I really don't.
Man. Now we got to look that up.
Oh, man.
Gotta look that up.
Somebody that knows this call in next week.
We'll
have time.
Yeah, or send us an email.
Email.
comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. I have not done what Tim usually does. If you do have a comment or a question, you can reach us at comments@afr.net. But we also like only a constructive criticism. If you have something that is
useful,
nice, okay, a K-Love email, is what Tim always calls them. That's what we like to hear. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's go to Oklahoma and talk to Regina. Regina, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, what part of Oklahoma are you from?
Lawton.
Okay, yes, Lawton, Oklahoma, great town. Well, you want to answer, yes. Ask, or both?
Both.
Which question?
The Canary Island question.
All right, here's the question, Regina. The Canary Islands off the coast of Africa are named after the yellow birds found there by Spanish explorers. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is 100% false.
Ooh,
the name Canary Islands means islands of the dogs. And it's from the Latin word for dogs.
Oh.
Because of the monk seals, also called sea dogs, found there in Roman times. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I found that question this morning. I looked it up to make sure. But you know that canine is the Latin word for dogs, and canarius or something like that was what they named those islands, the Canary Islands. The birds got their name from that island because those birds were found on the island,
okay.
The Canary Islands.
So Tweety Bird did come from there then. Originally.
Well, his great
makes me feel so much better.
That's right. Okay. Hey, how did you know that, Regina?
Well, I guessed it.
All right. Listen, 50-50, nothing wrong with that. All right, what's your question for us?
All right. How long is a day in Antarctica?
South Pole.
I'm sorry, South Pole. How long is a day at the South Pole?
You're talking about daylight hours?
Yes.
All right. You have any answers from your book?
Looks like it'd be different for different seasons.
That's what I
because of the
different hemispheres.
Yeah, and also turning, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess the seasons would make it. I don't know.
Hey, educate us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know.
It is 1 year.
One sunrise.
There's only one sunrise and one sunset a year.
At the equinox.
Wow.
At the equinox.
Who has stayed down there long enough to find that out? I mean,
they do have scientific stations.
I'll tell
down
you
there.
What, the kid that has to be home before dark, he's got all year to party
all
out
year
there.
Round. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Regina. That's a great question.
Got time for one more?
No, we don't. We need to give our answers to our questions.
Billy and Tammy, we'd love to talk to you. Try again, okay?
Fellas, let's see. Do you know the planets? Either one of you want to give it a guess?
Okay. All right. So there's Mars.
Mercury first.
Mercury. I'm sorry. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
You got it. Excellent job. All right. Amen. Also, we got the
And that was the mystery question.
That was the mystery question.
So, folks, if you had called and got that, you would have won the AFR trial.
We get to keep it then. You get to take it home again.
I do.
Oh, well, I don't know.
DoorDash.
Right, is that all you? Oh, DoorDash. I'm guessing pizza is...
I thought that too, but a lot of times you order through the pizza company. So is what they would bring to you are fries.
French fries.
Home are like, I don't want to get out and go to McDonald's. Just bring me some fries.
Is that it?
That's it. All
right. Fastest fish is the sailfish,
which you inadvertently gave away.
I gave away.
Four guesses, though.
And the other state is Alaska.
Alaska?
Yes.
The huge rainforest.
And the loudest insect in the world.
Cicada.
Cicada. We're about to find out.
We're about to find out. And not counting quarterbacks, which NFL player has scored the most touchdowns?
Running back or wide receiver? I don't know which.
It's Jerry Rice. 208. Emmitt Smith, running back, is next with 175. Okay. All right, folks, we are done with Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
We are finished. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you on Monday.